Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio's All the Way In Sunday Sermon Edition for August the 2nd. I'm Reverend Deborah E. Lake, recording live from Chicago, Illinois. It's 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and let's thank God for the many blessings we have today. Today's sermon is titled All the Way Bold. We are looking at Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8. So get your Bibles and get paper and pen in case you want to write something down. And while you're doing that, I'll tell you a little more about the Sunday Sermon edition of All the Way In. We're a new program, and we're still working out the kinks, so I do appreciate your patience with our technical difficulties. I believe that God wants us to live full, rich, honest, and loving lives. As Christians, we can claim this life by following the example left by Jesus Christ. To make this easy, because there are many versions and interpretations of what Jesus says and what the Bible says and what the Bible means and what Jesus didn't say, I've developed 12 principles to help us understand what Jesus taught and what the Bible means. You can find out more about these principles on my website, DeborahELake.com. With each Sunday edition, my sermon will be based on a Bible verse, and I will use one of the 12 principles for clarity. Today's principle, fear is your foe. Fight to remove fear from your heart. When we think of achieving a goal or trying something new, we often find that fear stops us, dead in our tracks sometimes. We may get to step one or step two toward our goal, but fear ultimately stops us. In Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8, we are told to ask, seek, and knock, and it will be given, found, and opened. To do this, we cannot be afraid. We cannot be afraid to ask. We cannot be afraid to seek. We cannot be afraid to knock. Let us pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for being here with us today. I ask that you bless each and every one of us, those who are listening now, those who will listen in the future, and those who are unable to be with us. Open our hearts and open our minds, and let your Spirit fill us. I ask that you guide me as I release your word to the universe. I ask God to bless our families, our loved ones, and keep them safe. Bless the people who are struggling with illnesses. Let them have peace and health. Visit the people who are struggling with anger and poverty and abuse and trauma. Bring peace and health and prosperity to our homes, our countries, and our hearts. We ask all these things, knowing that you have already answered. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now, you probably know that I'm training to run my first marathon in a few weeks, and this is something that I never thought I would be doing. I still remember my first day of training as clearly as if it were yesterday. It was an early April morning, about 6 in the morning, and I'd never been out on the lake. Lakeshore Drive that early. not on the lake. It was cold and dark and peaceful. And I was scared out of my mind. In retrospect, I felt as though my world was coming to an end. I think many of us have this kind of fear when we're about to knock or ask or seek something that we know we want deep down, but we don't know what it is, and we don't know how it will change our lives. This is the kind of fear that keeps us many times from asking and seeking and knocking. I'm going to ask a question. How many times have you been in a room full of people, perhaps at a conference or in a class that you're taking or a meeting at work, and you think of a question, right? You might look around at other people there and to see how they're faring with the information and decide that you're the only person with this question. No one else seems to look very puzzled. And how many times have you decided not to ask the question because you think it's silly or you think you're the only one confused? What happened? How did it feel to stifle questions? I imagine that you heard very little from the time that you thought of the question and the time that you decided not to ask. You probably missed all of that in between. And you probably felt a little disconnected from the rest of the people there. For the rest of the time. And that's what happens when we don't ask, when we don't seek, and when we don't knock. Now let's change the outcome. Think of a time when you thought of a question and you overcame your discomfort or your fear and you asked. What was that like? Did you learn something new about whatever was being discussed? Did you learn something new about yourself? Did you learn something new about the people around you? See, this is what Jesus is telling us we can do. And this is the fear that we need to overcome, to learn about ourselves, so that we can learn about one another, so that we can change what we don't want in our lives. I'd like for us to think a little bit about fear as we move forward. There are different kinds of fear. There's the fear that's obvious. You know why you're afraid. You know what you're afraid of, and sometimes, most of the times, you know what to do. For instance, say you're in the woods, and you see a bear, and that bear is standing on his hind legs and growling at you. And you're afraid. You know why you're afraid. And you pretty much know what to do. Get away. Then there's the other kind of fear that's not quite as obvious. We're in a car, for instance, and the car is running along smoothly and no traffic to speak of, and we know the driver and trust the driver, but we're still afraid. We don't know why. There's no obvious reason for our fear. Maybe it's because we've been in an accident before. Or maybe we've lost a loved one who was in an accident. This is what we call anxiety. And then there's the fear that Jesus is telling us to get out of our hearts. This is the fear that stops us from asking and seeking and knocking. You see, we seldom understand that this kind of unnamed fear comes the strongest when we're afraid of the person we are poised to become. This kind of fear is the strongest when we are afraid of our own power. We fear knowing that we have the power to change what we don't want in our lives, because that means we are responsible for our actions. If we're with an abusive partner, for instance, one reason. It's not the only reason by any means, but one reason we are still with that person is because of our own actions. If we are an abuser, one reason that we are violent is due to our own actions. But fear goes even deeper than being afraid of our own power and being afraid to take responsibility for our actions. There's the kind of fear that grips a person's heart and lives there. The fear is present in every decision, every action, every communication. It's the fear that we pass to our children, generation after generation. It's the fear that tells us it's better to follow a group than listen to what God is telling us is right. It's the fear that motivates us to look for a world savior who will magic away our problems. We look to politicians and religious leaders and to teachers and to other leaders and hope that they know the magic formula that will ease our pain. All while we do this, we ignore the magic that is only ours, that can only be claimed by us when we ask and seek and knock. When we do these things, we can work to remove the obstacles in our lives by taking one step, one action, one decision at a time. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. What is Jesus talking about here? What will be found? What will be answered? Heard? What will be opened? I'm going to try to take a little break here, and hopefully we will listen to Mary J. Blige and Robin Thicke bring us some magic.
Oh,
back. Thanks for waiting and listening. Hope you enjoyed the music. We're talking about removing the fear that stops us from asking and seeking and knocking. When I was a child, my mother, may she rest in peace, taught me about fear. Her heart was gripped. It was gripped in fear, and she died before she could become free. She died not knowing the person she was meant to be. And before she died, she passed her fear on to me. Whenever I stepped out of her comfort zone and tried something new, she was always there to tell me I would get hurt or experience some horrible failure. I never really understood why she was so fearful, not until much later when I learned the real meaning behind the text for today. Because you see, in this text, Jesus is telling us that everything we need, everything we want to understand, is ours for the asking. He's telling us that we have the magic we seek. Now, some people understand this to mean that if we want wealth, all we have to do is ask God. And if you don't get it, then you did something wrong, and God's punishing you. Or if we want the perfect lover, all we have to do is ask God. And if you don't find that perfect lover, then you did something wrong, and God's punishing you. But this is a misunderstanding. When we look at the text from an orientation outside of ourselves, we make the mistake of connecting happiness and prosperity with belongings and other people. This means that we don't see that our happiness, our wealth, and our power are already inside us. We have them with the connection we have with God and one another. And to claim our magic, we have sometimes very difficult work to do. Because you see, when we ask the way Jesus wants us to ask, we are asking to know ourselves more. We are asking to know the self who sits in the pew, the first pew every Sunday morning, the person who tithes regularly. And we're also asking to know the person who walks by the same homeless woman begging for money on the same filthy corner without feeling even a twinge of motivation to help. When we seek the way Jesus wants us to seek, we are seeking to understand what motivates us to act. We are seeking to understand what motivates us to respond to the humanity in our friends and our families and in the people we agree with, all while we ignore the humanity in those we call stranger and other and different and not us. When we knock, we are knocking to meet the person that God made us to be. We are knocking to meet the person who is bold yet humble, unapologetic yet grateful, fearless and self-aware. Only then will we be ready to change the things that hold us back. Only then will we be ready to recognize those who have also asked, seeked, and knocked. Amen. Thanks for listening. Tune in again this Friday, August 8th at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time for All the Way In. The title of our next episode will be Ready to Wear Confidence. My guest will be model, stylist, and dancer, Vaughn J. the Chameleon. He will give us his insights on how to live, dress, and work with flair. Let me hear from you. Send your emails to alltheweiin@Deborah, DeborahElake.com. Email me with your questions, your comments, or just let me know what you think of the program. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/allthewayinlife. You know I'm running to raise money to stop AIDS. If you would like to make a tax-deductible donation, go to deborahelake.com and click on the red and black marathon logo for details. All donations go directly to AIDS Foundation of Chicago. Please give generously. This is Blog Talk Radio's All the Way In Sunday edition for August the 2nd. I'm Reverend Deborah E. Lake, here to let you know that you can recognize, claim, and live fully in your life. Always remember that God is with us.